encuentro con ella. El tren Martínez Pulgarón informa al respecto.
El niño Lázaro Miguel González Díaz, de 12 años, se quedó sin la...
Come on. shortwave overnight is live. Good morning, I guess, ladies and gentlemen. My name is L.F. Midwood. I am joined, as always, although you may not know that, by my partner in crime, Gina. Gina, how are you this evening?
I'm fabulous, thanks.
Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
What the hell was Alan Weiner thinking? I would be the last person that I would want to host a call-in talk show.
Let's pretend that he thinks that you might be prolific and fun enough.
Oh, not possible. Not possible. Not possible. Oh.
I said pretend.
And it has recently come to my attention that the name of the program is Shortwave Overnight, and there's a subtitle, Free Speech Rock and Roll. Apparently, it's like a little bit too much at one time, so you kind of just have to do like, you know what I mean? Just kind of, because you could try choke on it and whatnot. So it's a Shortwave Overnight. And we are, once again, live. I believe the date is June. It's June 4th now, is it not?
That is correct.
Right. It is now Sunday, June 4th, Eastern Standard Time.
You got it.
Right, right. We are live from Dallas, Texas. We are using the facilities of Radio New York International's Dallas studio. That was the first of many R&I plugs. Hopefully John will leave me alone and not bother me. Apparently I'm under some sort of contract, exclusively speaking, and I have to like kind of mention things. Some sort of endorsement thing. I don't get it. I don't really understand. I have to have my lawyers look over the paperwork.
Contract, right. Slavery, same thing.
Right, and we normally, and I don't know if normally is actually the applicable word, but under usual circumstances, I guess that would be a little bit, we host the Fourth Sunday on Radio New York International, which airs on Sundays from 8 to 11. We've recently picked up this assignment, Cub Reporters that we are, and look to have a little fun with it. We have a phone number, and we're going to give it out. And I really do expect the phone to ring to one degree or another, because this show is primarily, to my understanding, other than the fact, you know, nobody kept saying to me on the phone, this is what Alan kept saying to me on the phone again. Lee, just have fun. Just have fun.
Did he sound worried about it?
Yeah, a little bit. Kind of. He seemed kind of, just have fun. Just have fun. That's the most important thing. Just have fun.
Just do it.
Just do it. Just have fun. So I said, Alan, I'll have fun. Don't worry.
Did he take breaths in between?
A little bit.
Okay.
You know,
well, that's good.
But
that's
good. The emphasis was on having fun. And you know what? It will be fun, because unlike the pressure of most radio shows, this show hopefully will revolve around the listener input. And my understanding is that as far as the rules go, there are no rules. Which is good, because I'm an extremely profane person.
That's
the most part. I think that's why he thought of me when it came
to this,
because I may actually be the most profane person that Alan Weiner knows. I'm not 100% sure, but I would think so. Anyway, we do have a phone number, and we're going to give it out now, and I guess we'll be giving it out continuously. The way this works is if we happen to be in a song, and there will be plenty of rock and roll music to go along with the banter, if we happen to be in the middle of a song when you call in, we'll ask you to hold on. As soon as that song's over, we will put you live on the air. Uncensored, unfettered, and
fun.
Uncalories, I guess. I wonder if calling into a radio station with a phone call actually burns calories.
It does, because while you're waiting, the more nervous you get, especially if you're excited, if you're hepped up, you know,
right.
If you're ready to go, that burns calories.
Oh, would you like to give out the phone number for the first time?
Sure.
Please do.
972-278-2727.
Want to do that again, please?
972-278-2727.
You know, you really need to work on that perkiness. There seems to be like a lack of perkiness.
I'm trying to have fun.
Try a little harder.
All right.
Yeah. Well, hey, if I got to do it, then you got to do it, too. It's not fair otherwise.
I'm having a ball.
Anyway, we're going to play a little bit of music, and you know what, folks? We'll be back momentarily, hopefully with some listener input. all kind of on the planet. If we weren't on the planet, where would we be? If it weren't in your head, where would it be?
On the planet.
I say that all the time, and I think it's true.
I agree.
I'm staying focused. If I weren't here, where I don't understand where else I would be. They didn't send me a memo or nothing.
I have no sense of direction, so I can't help you.
Yeah, I don't have a very good sense of direction either. There's some sort of framework or something to rub against, you know, that creates that kind of adversarial, fuck you kind of thing, right?
Yes,
this is just to do whatever you want.
Wow.
You know, left to my own devices. I'm like, I don't know. I'm
home alone.
I'm home alone. I don't know what to do. Here, take my radio station for 3 hours. No problem.
Okay. Have fun with it.
Christ, it's a scary thought. Anyway, you are listening to Shortwave Overnight. My name is L.F. Midwood, otherwise known as Lee Midwood. See, you know, Alan started this whole Lee Midwood thing.
That's
almost
thing.
20 years I'm known as L.F. Midwood on the air. I'm known 20 years. Almost 20 years.
Right.
And then one day on his show, oh, Lee Midwood. Yeah, I know him a long time, blah, blah, blah. And now everybody's Lee Midwood. You know what? Maybe I wasn't, you know, let's go to the thing. What's
that's,
the thing?
That's the easygoing way, you know?
Yeah, he's really easygoing. He's extremely easygoing. I kind of wish I'd listened to the two Shortwave Overnights he did. Unfortunately, I'm almost embarrassed to admit that, but unfortunately I was I was doing something that was, you know, a little bit more important.
Important.
On both those occasions. So I have no idea what the prototype for the program was. You know, maybe it would have helped a little bit, too. But you know what it is? Everybody loves Alan. All Alan has to do is open up a phone line.
That's
everybody
right.
loves Alan.
That's right.
It makes me sick. It's just disgusting.
Well, maybe it's a good thing, because now that you know you have the ability to be totally chaotic, you can improv it.
Yeah,
you know?
I guess.
Do your thing. You can express yourself.
I guess I can.
Yeah.
I guess I can. But you know what? I hope this is more about other people expressing themselves and other people using the 50,000 powerful watts of WBCQ signal. I have reason to believe I got a signal report on the East Coast. I believe we are booming in on the East Coast.
Yes, we are.
Which is kind of nice. At this hour, people on the East Coast may or may not be awake. It's a Saturday night, though.
Come on.
Actually Saturday night into Sunday morning, so we're hoping people are awake. Certainly West Coast, it's still prime time in the West Coast. You know, and speaking of East Coast, West Coast, I have to say that the Dallas Mavericks eliminated the Phoenix Suns tonight, won the Western Conference Finals, and are going to the NBA Finals against Miami Heat. Now, I'm a transplanted New Yorker, and I currently live in Dallas. Now, that's a pretty hard thing, I have to admit, you know, because I've been a diehard Knicks fan my whole life. See, I can talk about sports. John's like, you can't talk about sports on your show.
Why not?
Because it's just not topical. People don't care about local sports.
But it's fun.
But it's fun. I can have fun. I'm supposed to be having fun. You know what? You two can join in on the fun. Just to remind you, 972-278-2727. 972-278-2727. And what will that do?
WBCQ, Real Free Speech Radio.
You're in the phone zone.
You can be in the phone zone if you dial 972-278-2727. That's nine. I know I got the fast New York talking thing. Nine. I'm going to hit myself with a rubber mallet a few times coming out to the show. Slow myself down, you know, so those people like on western Mississippi can they'll be able to comprehend.
You got
to
eat more jalapenos.
More jalapenos, yeah. More jalapenos. Anyway, phone number 972-278-2727 gets you in touch. Anything you care to talk about. But as I was saying, the Dallas Mavericks have won the West. They're going to the NBA Finals. And it's a nice thing. It's a gratifying thing. I came to Dallas, what are we here, almost 2 years ago.
Yeah.
From New York. Now, I've been a diehard Knicks fan my whole life. So one of the things that I kept mumbling to myself the whole way here was, I can't believe I have, you know, the Dallas Mavericks are the team that's a local team, meaning on local cable, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I was really upset. It really kind of bothered me, even though the Knicks weren't playing too well when I left and certainly haven't been playing well after this. But I'm like, I didn't even know if Dallas knew what defense was. I know the letter
right.
D, you know, and they have the D in Dallas and the D in defense, so I figured there would be some sort of coalition there. But you know what? They started to play a little defense, and you know what? They're going to beat Miami. I'm willing to bet that they go all the way, and I'm very happy for them. I'm very pleased. I've been watching them develop for about 2 years from the rudiments that they are.
That's
and, yeah, and it's a nice thing. I happen to be a very big basketball fan. As a matter of fact, if the game were on now, I'd probably be watching the game rather than doing this. But luckily for me, unluckily for everybody else, yeah, the NBA games are usually on a little bit earlier, although you can catch a replay.
So what was the score?
I believe they won by 10, or almost 10 or 8 at the end.
Way to go.
Which was very nice. Yes,
yeah.
Very, 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 very nice. So the finals start on Thursday. And, hey, looks like we have a phone call. So
cool.
Let's go with this because that's what we're supposed to do, I suppose. Let's go with that and go, hey, you're live on Shortwave Overnight.
Ravishu, West Texas, man. Just letting you know you're coming in clear, 7415, man.
Glad to hear, Ravishu. Thank you very much.
Far out.
Yeah, I'm just standing out here looking at the stars, smoking a little bit of stuff. And then, you know, it's a nice, clear night, and you guys coming in good, man.
Does smoking the stuff actually enhance the stars experience?
No, but it sure...
You're just standing there smoking stuff and using the stars as an excuse, I assume.
We're outside to smoke the stuff, so we might as well look at the stars.
Very nice. Very nice. Anything else you'd like to say, do anyway?
Well, I'm looking at a lot of freaking planes here in the sky. It was earlier this evening. It's a strange light. You know, it looked like a star was moving. It had no blinking anything on it, but it was just a little...
Interesting. You know, we were watching something last night that it was an interview with Dan Aykroyd that on UFO and UFO phenomena, which was totally, absolutely, positively fascinating. I want to see something. I just want to see something, you know, just once that it's something I can't explain. It doesn't have to be a little green man or something like that, but just a little something to give me a little wider perspective, just enough to make me go,
Yes, indeed. I have seen something once before.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, well, can you tell us the story?
Yeah, I was coming. I went to Colorado with some friends to pick up some liquid LSD and some vials.
Yeah.
And we went down there and we got the stuff and we were coming back. It was like 3 in the morning. We're in New Mexico in the middle of nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
And we're by some small little... Hick Town or something somewhere. Anyway, we seen these lights in the sky, and they were like, they were going back and forth. It's really hard to explain with words, but it just, needless to say, we pulled over and took a, you know, a gander at it. And,
yeah, I would think.
And I wasn't on acid, but these other dudes were eating crackers with the liquid stuff on it.
Ooh.
And I don't know, maybe that stuff rubbed off on me, but I was definitely tripping on what we were seeing.
So you're telling me that you were at your normal level fate, which was probably just a little stoned.
Yeah, I was stoned. I was not going to drive on acid.
Definitely not. And you said this is that much.
Especially not in New Mexico.
See, that's the thing that would be messed up because, you know, if I dropped some hits or something and I actually saw something, I'd be like, wait, am I seeing this just because I'm on hits or am I really seeing it? And that alone would freak me out.
Yeah, you know, anyway, so I'm looking at it and it's just like orange, like weird colored lights. They're like in a row, but not all in one single file row, but... One up a little bit, one down a little bit, kind of, you know.
Connect the dots kind of thing?
Yeah, and they were different colors, and they were kind of just blinking back and forth, left to right. I don't understand what it was. It was really far away, and it was like, you know, a way of, it was clouds. Eventually, the cloud bank moved in and covered it up. We watched it until we couldn't see it no more.
Mm.
And then there was this other little light, which seemed to follow our vehicle for quite some ways, and no matter which way the road turned or wound around mountains and stuff or whatever hills, it was always there. It was just, it wasn't a star. It was moving with us, but it was like we were being watched or something.
Yeah. Interesting. Very. I would just like one little experience like that, just to maybe, you know, just to say that I saw something.
It was New Mexico, like she said. You know, there's no telling. It was maybe military related. Who knows?
Yeah, I guess they do have like a lot of bases around the country and whatnot. Well,
where I'm standing right now, we have a lot of military maneuvers over the area where I live. So we watch the planes at night, like just doing weird stuff. We can't figure out what it is they're doing, but. Definitely strange and interesting.
Well, you're in West Texas. God, I can't
that's
talk
it.
Anymore, right?
Yes, sir. I'm about 10 minutes from the New Mexico border.
Right, so that's like Man. Desert. You yeah. actually have desert there.
Yeah, it's pretty deserty.
We're in North Texas. We're like house cats.
I used to live. Right.
Yeah.
Live up that way too, man.
I used to work
in Fort Worth.
It's an interesting experience.
Yes, sir. Indeed, indeed. Well, you're coming in clear, and I just wanted to let you know because no one else had called, so someone call in.
What, Ravishu, you're our first caller, and I thank you very much, sir.
All right, have
Take
a good night.
Care, man.
Talk to you soon. See, I know the only reason we got that call is because Art Bell is on tonight.
That's right.
100% sure that's
yeah,
the only reason we got that call.
That's right.
No, actually, I'm glad that Ravishu checked in. He's
a
long time, at this point in time, a long time continual BCQ listener, and that's the longest. That may be the only conversation I've ever had with him, but it's also certainly the longest. Which is kind of interesting.
That was really interesting.
Nice little short-in calls. But see, this is it. Engage, talk about whatever you want to talk about.
Yeah.
No, we'll just kind of push it along a little bit, which is entirely different than when I do my R&I show on the fourth Sunday of the month, because I have standards. You know what I'm saying?
An element.
Right, right. Under normal circumstances, I hate those just checking-in calls. You know, those calls, hey, how are you? Signal's good. But you know what? This is the perfect opportunity, because that can actually lead to something else in a situation like this.
Especially if you're seeing weird stuff in the sky.
Right. Optimally, like I say again, that this program, anybody could host this program, I think, because this program, once again, theoretically, when it's working, is going to be more about what's happening with the callers and the direction that the callers are taking the program rather than the host. You know, it's like almost like autopilot type situation is what I'm hoping.
Like now.
Right. All I have to do is do little things like this and go, you're live on Shortwave Overnight. Hello there.
Well, guess what? You're hearing from a redneck from Central Mississippi.
Central Mississippi.
Yeehaw.
Yeehaw. Can we have a name?
My name is Bob Neely.
Bob Neely.
I'm an old country DJ from a long while ago.
Are you?
Hi, y'all.
How long is it, like a long while, like dinosaur times a while ago, or like Nixon administration a while ago?
Oh, back during the 70s.
Okay, Nixon administration a while ago, maybe a little bit after that.
Far out.
Are we slightly reminiscent of anything that you've ever done before?
Sort of.
In a using human speech sort of way.
Well, what would you think if you were doing a live newscast and your news director walked in and mooned you?
Oh, wow. I would give some thought as to possibly revamping the way I deliver the news.
Mm-hmm.
Was it a political statement?
The funny thing about it, I was coming on the air after a church service.
And
somebody had, I had been at the station for like a week, and somebody had switched the copy book around.
Uh-oh.
Oh, man.
Instead of doing the outro to the church service, there was a tagline already set up, and I just, I got in there and was organizing the stuff and looked up and, watched the clock and all that mess, and wound up saying the previous program was brought to you by the King of Beers, Budweiser.
Oh, I guess that didn't go too well on a Sunday deep in the South. That didn't go too well.
The program director didn't call, but the pastor sure did.
I bet.
Did that cost it a gig by any chance, or did they just kind
of... No, actually got us some more advertisers from Budweiser.
That's funny. As a matter of fact, the town that we live in Texas is called Garland. It's a suburb of Dallas. I believe it's only about 6 months ago they actually passed legislation. We're no longer dry. There was a point in time where the religious right really had a good clamp hold on this part of Texas. And I guess it was left over from the Bible Belt days, or I should say the, it might even be Prohibition, not sure. But you actually had to go to another town, meaning the next town over, to buy alcohol.
Right, and we got rid of that here in Hinds County, which is Jackson, back in the 60s. You had to go across the Pearl River to Pearl, Mississippi, on what they used to call the old Gold Coast.
Right.
And you drive around the service station, and you hand Bubba the money, and you drive around to the window, and you got your stuff in a little brown bag and drove on out,
Right. Yeah, you could either have that option, or you could actually pour it into the gas tank. Give it a little extra octane to go up, up, up. Anyway, anything else on your mind there?
Yeah, I discovered WVCQ a couple of years ago, and with the weather like it is down here, sometimes I can get it and sometimes I can't.
I guess we're in that pretty good cycle.
You're in Dallas. Have you ever heard of a guy down in Houston? I was stationed with him in the Air Force. His name is Dan Gallo. Working country radio, either Houston or Galveston. I've been out of touch with him for years.
No, I haven't. I couldn't even tell you if he's currently on the air or whatnot. I don't really listen to local radio. I don't really listen to radio other than BCQ, quite frankly. I gave up on radio a very long time ago. Even talk, I really wind up just getting more pissed off than anything else. Wind up yelling on my radio.
I got to meet the Wolfman a long time ago.
That's cool. That's very awesome. I read his autobiography.
Real quick, the television made him look a whole lot taller than the boy actually was.
So he's shorter and wider than you might think.
Actually, he was about 5'7". Of course, on TV in the jumpsuit, it made him look like, Yogi Bear or...
Right? Okay, hey, boo-boo. But he probably wore boots, too, so that kind of helped. I read his autobiography, though, and particularly the stuff on the early stuff that he did with the Mexican radio across the border and those blowtorches back in, the 50s and whatnot. That's, really, really interesting stuff. It's amazing he didn't radiate himself.
Can you imagine being on a radio station with 250,000 watts clear channel?
I couldn't even comprehend it. 50,000 watts, I don't even feel like
it. Yeah, he only had two rules he had to follow.
Mm-hmm.
He couldn't talk about the government, and he couldn't talk about the Catholic Church. Anything else went.
Wow. Absolutely, positively amazing stuff. All right, we're going to move it right along, and we would expect you to call back again when you got something for us.
Appreciate it. This is going to sound like a dumb question.
No, there's no such thing as a dumb question.
Being from Mississippi, I figure I can get a pass.
Sure.
Yes, sir.
Cute, actually. Go ahead.
Does WBCQ have a bumper sticker, QSL card, or something of that?
I believe if you... I don't think...
You
got to
write this address.
Is there an address? You gave me an address?
I
should read this? Oh, yeah, okay. I believe if you send your signal report to WBCQ... I'm going to do this real soft. WBCQ, the planet, 274, is it Britain?
Britain.
Britain Road, Monticello, that's Monticello, Maine, Maine, and the zip is 04763 and is that a plus four?
Yes, it is.
I can't read that plus
four. That's all right. You don't need it, really.
So it's a five-digit zip. It's 04760.
Yeah.
Just to make sure. All right, so do that one more time. It's written request to WBCQ the planet, 274 Britain Road, Monticello, Maine, 04760. And I believe they do send out QSLs only for written requests, right? No emailing. I'm not going to give out an email address for them anyway. And if you write off for a written request there, I believe they'll send something back to you, my friend.
I appreciate it.
No problem.
Put us on the map, can I say something real quick?
Sure.
Get off?
Go ahead.
We had a lot of guys from New York come down after Katrina.
Uh-huh.
And I got to meet a couple of guys from the fire department, and they were super. So
yeah.
It was kind of a remembrance of 9/11.
Sure.
Because we sent several firefighters from Jackson up there, mm-hmm. and they kind of returned the favor, and we want to thank everybody that's come down south to help us out after Katrina, and unlike the folks in Louisiana, we don't sit on our hands and whine. We,
mm-hmm.
like our governor says, we pull ourselves up by our own britches straps and we get it on.
Well, that's what it's all about, man. Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm.
Appreciate it.
No problem. All right, 972-278-2727 is now open for your phone call. Yes, that means you. You, yes, you. All right, now, so I'm going to wind up giving that address out again.
Yeah.
Man, thanks for writing that down for me.
Yeah, that's
what I did want you to keep track of, and you're starting to do that. Good. See, now we have to work out a system, because you've never actually done any producerly type of...
Not like this.
No, not like this. See, what I need is a Mike the Joke Man, but I need one that works. So I guess I don't need Mike the Joke Man.
Nah.
I'm 100% sure about that.
Nah.
Oh, well. What was that again? It was 972-278-2727 is the contact number. You give us a call, you go right on the air, talk about whatever the heck you want. Until you do, we're actually going to play another song. It is free speech. We just had that part, right? So
yeah.
We're going to go back to the rock and roll thing.
Far out. Teenagers, you know, they all seem to go through a growing spurt that's not a lot of fun. I heard someone on Pat Robertson's show, I think it was Gordon, say the other day that sometimes a teenager just wishes he could kind of fall asleep at 16 and wake up at 22. <You
know>?
Because,
that's a good one.
Because there's some rough years in there.
Oh, yeah.
They're very, very hard. And so when we get these calls or letters or whatever means email, we get a lot of emails from teenagers. We'll hear some things revolving around the fact that they're rebellious. And so here we have Jeff. He's 16 years old. His mother called in. You know, they're having trouble because Jeff is very rebellious. How would you minister to Jeff?
I could relate a lot with Jeff, probably, because I could see myself a few years back.
Uh-huh.
And I could, on this occasion, I would pray for both Jeff and his mother. Because sometimes, you know, it's about a relationship. It's not only about Jeff being, you know, bad or behaving
That's
in the wrong
right.
manner. But in this occasion, I would, you know, pray that God will establish a good relationship between the both of them, and that God will, you know, have His will done on this family, especially.
All right.
Thank you. Thank you. if you're fixing cars.
So that God will be proud of you, you're going to be honest.
If you're painting houses,
so that God will be pleased, you're not going to use paint thinner. Everything is going to be better. Every corner of every chapel is going to glisten. You say, Max, that'll never happen. Who knows? Who's to say? All we need are a few volunteers to start a revolution. Might as well be us. God bless you. Good night. Thanks, Randy. Thank you, buddy. Thank you. Thank you.
Come on, let him hear it.
You have got to go.
You've got to get this book,
Cure for the Common Life, Living in Your Sweet Spot, Max Lucado. You put a smile on the Savior's face. I know you made me feel good. I love Max Lucado. Your church is Oak Hills in San Antonio. It'll be on the screen. If you're in the San Antonio area, you're going to visit San Antonio, go see Max Lucado's church. If you ever come into Austin, Texas, come to the Promised Land. We have four wonderful locations, one in San Marcos, one in Georgetown. We got a brand new Promised Land West. Pastor, and right here from the center of Austin, my dad, I'm so proud of him, Kenneth Phillips.
Yes. Yes. That's right. This, I just need one.
All right.
You may be seated. Thank you. This is, your sister taught me a word that I use when I open the service. It's called eclectic.
Eclectic.
Something like that. Okay. Eclectic. And it means variety. It
means a variety of things.
Sure.
And we have had an eclectic service here tonight.
You have.
I mean, I hugged the governor of Texas three times. And then to hear the great legend, Max Lucado, where he taught us not only to accept our capabilities, but also accept our limitations.
Yes.
And that growing up, you couldn't be like Karen, and Karen couldn't be like you. And one of the greatest mistakes parents make is, why can't you be like your sister?
Or why can't you be like your brother?
And we can't do it. And he told us all of that.
He told us.
With that uniqueness and sweet spot and everything that goes with that.
Yeah.
And then we had the Katinas here.
Oh, Lord.
The soldiers of Samoa.
What?
The soldiers of Samoa. And there's some great songwriters. There's some great musicians.
There's some
great singers. And all that's been in one service. It's like we saddled the satellite and we dismounted in special places for special people around the world.
Yes.
And we hope that you've all been blessed from Austin, Texas, the Promised Land. But what I want to know about the Katinas, do y'all know one fast song?
Oh, yeah. They know lots of fast
songs. Do you know a fast song that would make these kids forget how tired they are?
Yes.
And forget all the, make all the people in New York forget their troubles and in California forget their troubles? And I mean really get with it. Can y'all really get with it?
Yes.
And that will be part of the eclectic sweet spot service.
Okay.
Thank you very much, everybody. You got
all right, Katinas.
Everybody get up on your feet.
Here we go.
Thank you. году.
Опять. Три слова.
Они записаны в 14 главе Евангелия от Иоанна.
Стих 3.
Он обещал, и он исполнит обещание, потому что Бог не человек, чтобы сказать и не исполнить. И придет он на землю не в образе младенца, а придет как царь славы, в силе и славе небесной. В Евангелии Матфея записаны его слова. В 25 главе Евангелия Матфея вот слова Христа. «Когда же придет Сын Человеческий во славе Своей, тогда сядет на престоле славы Своей и соберутся пред Ним все народы». В этой 25 главе Иисус Христос два раза назван, называет себя царем. Если Христос является царем, то и всех последователей своих...
Nuestro programa Panorámica y Comentarios hayan entendido. Son cuatro los pilares, pero en realidad se pueden resumir en uno solo donde los cuatro están incluidos, que es celebrar como tiene que ser la Eucaristía, como dice Luis, aprender a perdonar, aprender a compartir, aprender también a orar y juntos aprender a recibir al Señor. Que no toque solo la lengua el cuerpo del Señor, sino que llegue a tocar el corazón. Y te aseguro, y a todos, les aseguro que si el corazón viene tocado por Dios, entonces habrás hecho y habrás vivido una Eucaristía como tiene que ser.
Y ahora a todos ustedes, no se me duerman, pero vamos con la poesía de la semana y ya para terminar nuestro programa de Panorámica y Comentarios.
Tuya es aquella terrible palabra. Esos ya tuvieron en el mundo su recompensa. Y tú no has querido que en lo humano tuviera yo en el mundo mi galardón.
Sondern er sagt, ich habe euch das vorausgesagt, das ist eine ganz normale Angelegenheit. Aber er sagt, ich habe Sorge um euch. Und deshalb sagt er hier in Vers 5, habe ich es nicht länger ertragen und habe ihn gesandt, dass ich erführe von eurem Glauben, ob euch nicht vielleicht versucht hätte der Versucher und unsere Arbeit vergeblich würde. Das sind einige wichtige Dinge, die wir auch für uns als Christen heute erkennen können und die wichtig sind für unser Leben. Nämlich, dass unsere Arbeit in Gefahr ist. Wenn wir irgendwo einem Menschen den Weg zu Jesus gezeigt haben, müssen wir damit rechnen, dass der Teufel sich aufmacht, um diesen Menschen irgendwo zu bremsen, zu hindern, ein Zeugnis für Jesus zu sein. Deshalb war Paulus auch so darauf aus, zu erfahren, wie es wohl den Leuten in Thessalonik